SoCal officials react to ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. Los Angeles. Many Southern California officials Friday had strong reactions to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 precedent which struck down a series of federal and state laws restricting abortion and largely legalized the procedure nationwide. The overwhelmingly Democrat contingent deemed the ruling, which puts abortion policy at the discretion of states, a repudiation of basic rights and a move to criminalize women. Representative Adam Schiff called the decision a betrayal of the commitments made by recently appointed justices during their confirmation hearings, who indicated under oath they would uphold decades of legal precedent. The fact that this opinion does not come as a surprise does not make it any less traumatic for the millions of women now stripped of their access to safe and legal abortion, Schiff said in a statement. The ruling, however, was met with praise from Republicans. Representative Daryl Issa said, "Today is a great day for the cause and the principle of life. I will always stand for life. And I will always support and defend our Constitution." The 116-page Supreme Court ruling also reversed a companion precedent in 1992, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, which held that only when a fetus becomes viable for life outside the womb, somewhere around the 24-week gestation mark, the ruling suggested, can the states impose significant restrictions on abortion? We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled, Alito wrote. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one on which the defenders of Roe and Casey now chiefly rely, the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti joined 10 mayors from across the country in issuing a joint statement supporting abortion rights. Access to safe and legal abortion has saved countless lives. American women, for the first time, have been able to plan their reproductive, economic, and social lives, leading to tremendous gains in not just health and personal freedom, but equity and quality of life in our communities, the mayor said in a statement. Senate Majority Leader Bob Hertzberg, and a candidate for Los Angeles County Supervisor, said the Supreme Court is criminalizing women. The majority's theological bent wants to keep women barefoot and pregnant and is a throwback to when women were property and knew their place. That past is our future if Americans don't wake up and vote, he said. Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn called the ruling devastating. This ruling will not end abortion, even for women living in red states. We must ensure that California and pro-choice states across the country continue to be a haven for reproductive rights, Hahn said. But many Republicans celebrated the ruling as a win for the pro-life movement. For a half-century, unelected judges have dictated America's abortion laws. This historic ruling rightfully returns power to the American people to enact laws that protect unborn children and support mothers everywhere, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said in a statement. As this debate now returns to the states and the American people, we know there is still much work ahead. Republicans will continue to advocate for life, uphold the law, and stand against an extreme Democrat Party's pro-abortion agenda.